Municipal Auditorium, 728 Myrtle Street, Morgan City. Admission for all military, past and present, at half price. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. 12 and under free. For more info, go online, click rrrevents.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Good evening. Welcome aboard. It's WGSO 990 AM, and you're listening to He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we want to thank all of you for joining us. And, of course, remind you, we're here Wednesdays, 5 to 6. And we got all kind of issues to talk about. And then we're going to be, of course, giving you a chance to chime in. We want to hear from you. At 504-556-9696, that is your ticket into the program, and the email address is jeff@wgso.com. Mimi, big story today, of course, a Hunter Biden plea deal is gone, is destroyed, is kaput, and they're going to have to come back with another deal, I guess.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to figure it out, definitely. I heard today that no one had even brought the judge up to date prior to the, so she was having a dig.
Right.
But then I think that Hunter's camp really shot themselves in the foot last night when they tried to impersonate the DOJ's, the U.S. Attorney's team, to pull some of that evidence of the whistleblowers out of the record.
Yeah.
I mean,
they should have been sanctioned for that.
I think he got a huge sanction today. Yeah. I mean, he really thought he was going in there and coming out 30 minutes later.
And he thought that this was going to be it. I mean, the guy is...
He thought he would have immunity for
everything.
Past and future.
Yeah, and of course, that's probably the Delaware way, the Biden way in Delaware. But I think all the attention on this and what the House Republicans have done by exposing all of it made it impossible. So even this judge had to say no.
Right, and then one member of the Oversight Committee did send all the transcripts and depositions from those two whistleblowers over, so she would have that.
Right.
And so I think all of that made a difference, and if you think this isn't making a difference, and you're just like, hurry up and do it already, I mean, this is something good. This,
you know,
this is a good thing.
And finally, the mainstream news media had to cover it a little bit. So they couldn't, even the New York Times and Washington Post, and the corrupt broadcast networks had to actually give this some coverage. So,
well, you know what happened?
I even
today?
Saw CNN give it coverage.
They had to.
Yeah.
But they'll paint it differently. They'll bring Trump up and they'll say
they did paint it as a loss for Hunter Biden.
Look what the MAGA Republicans are doing.
Yeah.
They're trying to distract from Trump. You know.
The judge sets the conditions of release for Hunter Biden, orders him to get a job, submit to drug testing. So didn't play around here with Hunter.
Why is that just being reported? What time was that reported?
You know, I think this is breaking news. 3:20.
3:20.
So prosecutors tried to quietly slip immunity into his deal.
He needs to get a job. Oh, wait, that just sunk in. He has to get a job?
If Hunter does not comply with any part of the judge's order, he can be arrested. Here's what he's required to do. 1, not possess a firearm. 2, not use or possess any controlled substances, including marijuana, unless prescribed. 3, submit to full federal supervision. 4, not use alcohol at all. 5, seek active employment. 6, submit to testing for prohibited substances. 7, participate in substance abuse
therapy. Oh, my God.
So penalties for violating these
conditions. The dude has to
conditions.
Be totally sober.
The penalties for violating all of this could be immediate issuance of an arrest warrant, revocation of release, forfeiture of bond, prosecution for contempt of court.
But he's never been arrested.
Yeah.
He's still not, and he's still not indicted.
It says here, if Hunter does not comply with any part of this order, he could be immediately arrested. That's what the report is.
Well, so, she was obviously paying attention to Cocaine Gate.
We shall see.
I mean, right. The most important person of all, which uh-huh. is his judge.
Yeah.
You know, but guess what was going on today that was supposed to distract us because from the Hunter thing?
UFO?
UFO hearings.
Yeah, so we had UFO hearings. We'll talk about that. 504-556-9696. Do you believe that we have been visited by aliens?
Sure, why not?
Okay, do you believe that we have the evidence and are hiding it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But we've done worse.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've done...
I believe these whistleblowers are accurate. I believe.
Well, why would they lie?
Yeah, right. Because they're putting themselves in great danger.
But I'm not afraid of that anyway.
So, but obviously they believe that the American people are, and they've been hiding it
all these years. Did you hear this one congressman mm-hmm. say, you know what happened back in the 40s and 50s, you know, the War of the Worlds, people were jumping out of windows, they were like some big crush in the street.
Yeah.
It's like, they have made us so, like, after COVID, I don't care. Do you know what I'm saying? Like... I don't right. care. I don't care. I don't yeah. care. I really don't. Like, what's the worst?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
504-556.
But notice how they rolled it out.
9696. So
I was talking to you about this last night. It was sort of like a campaign. Like, okay, it's time for the UFO chatter to happen.
Well, and I think a lot of it is maybe to distract us from all of this going on. I thought that they would have maybe today announced their next Trump indictment. As another way to distract us from finally talking about Hunter Biden and his crimes, but they didn't.
Well, they're going to have to get us off topic, so they're going to have to do it probably Thursday
soon.
Or Friday.
And that's tomorrow or Friday, so we'll see. 504-556-9696. Then, of course, you've got Donald Trump, who visited New Orleans yesterday.
Made a surprise visit to Cafe Du Monde.
And
tipped $100.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, raised a lot of money. So his campaign.
Do we know a total?
His campaign. I don't have a total. I know it was $23,000 per person.
They were going for at least over $1 million. Mm-hmm. I know that much.
Well, I would assume that it was. They say they expect to collect over $2 million. So that's what
good.
They. Yeah. $2 million.
And not everyone that donated attended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's just a way to...
Some people, yeah, some people just give the money. Now, of course, a lot of the mainstream media, a lot of the establishment Republicans are not for Trump. They're trying to find somebody else. They had been courting DeSantis. DeSantis was their candidate. Now DeSantis has sort of bombed.
He's imploding.
And they're looking now at Glenn Youngkin as possibly a candidate they can get behind because they don't see anybody else.
Do you know how
Trump.
Hard it was to get a Republican governor in Virginia?
Right.
He needs to just stay where the heck he is.
Yeah.
Because that the school board issue and all the things going on with the schools and the trans
still
activists,
going on.
He needs to fix that.
And just like DeSantis should have stayed as governor
right.
of Florida. I mean, you don't. I mean, and Youngkin is still in the middle of his term. You don't.
Make a commitment.
Say you're going to serve out your term and then skip halfway through a few days into it, like DeSantis did, and run for president. So
he wasn't ready.
I just
I think he's only 45.
He just didn't connect, and he didn't connect. Now, a long way to go, but in my opinion, it's Trump's to lose, obviously. And the only way it's going to stop him if they stop him with all these indictments. You know,
no,
somehow.
He's never getting out. He will be sitting in a jail cell and still run. He is never. It's a matter of principle. I'm gonna tell you. And you want to see a rock star? You wait. If that man gets in jail,
yeah,
they are. Those,
well,
the,
I think.
Oh my God!
I think that's what they would like. I think that's what they would like.
Can you pardon yourself?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can. I think you can if he gets elected president.
So it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. 504-556-9696. But then you got to hope and pray that you have an honest election.
Right. You know?
I mean, if people are dishonest enough to charge him and jail him, don't you think they'll be dishonest enough to steal an election?
Okay, speaking of elections, mm-hmm. how come we're constantly told that Russia hacks our elections, that China hacks our elections, but it is impossible for Americans to do it? Have you ever noticed? They're not hacked. There's no cheating.
Right.
But we're told all the time that Russia does it and China does it. Of course we do it. We topple countries. We do regime changes all the time. That's what they just did. They did a regime change.
Right.
Well,
they did. And
it was a coup.
They got what they wanted. And they've gotten, hell on earth.
I don't see. We have so many old people that are ready to fall over.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it. I mean,
one
Biden,
of them
McConnell.
Is Mitch McConnell. We could talk about that when we come back and also invite you to join us, as he said, she said, here on WGSO, 504-556-9696 to check in. Jeff at WGSO.com is the email address. Yeah, Mitch McConnell was speaking to the media.
That was pretty scary. That was definitely a mini stroke or something.
Yeah, and he froze and he had to be helped away. They said later he was quote unquote fine. Didn't look that way to me. All right, a lot more coming your way. Hang on. We'll be back. And it's always been this way. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com. All right, we're back. Greer.
And I'm Mimi Gruer.
And Mimi, a lot of different issues we've been discussing here today. And I do want to bring up one or two more, and then we're going to take some phone calls. So Mitch McConnell, we saw that address where he was before the media, and it looked like, to me, as you said, he had some kind of a stroke or something. And my question is, do you think he should resign?
It didn't look to me like he even knew where he was.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? And he really hasn't been coming out and doing public things since he had that concussion, if you notice.
Yeah.
And he looks so frail. Doesn't he look frail to you?
He looks frail. He can barely move. He can barely talk.
Look at that.
He
couldn't walk when they came over.
Yeah, they had to go and sort of rescue him.
See, and then
yeah,
the guy who's the doctor right there.
Barrasso. Mm-hmm.
We have to go back to your office. Let's go back and sit down. Let's go back and sit down. I mean, they were talking to him like elderly. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, not like
a
colleague.
Well, he's 81, but, you know, he's frail.
Made him look really weak, the way they were talking to him.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be there.
Yeah, he
should. Neither should Feinstein.
Neither should Feinstein. How about Fetterman?
Fetterman
shouldn't be
there. And our president.
I wouldn't even call him a president, whatever he is, Joe Biden.
The stand-in.
504-556-9696. So speaking of Joe Biden, they have a few dogs that are out of control and are biting everybody. You first had Major. Major had to be given to a family friend because Major bit like four or five people. Now you've got Commander, who I think has bitten 10 people and is still there biting people. And, you know, I feel for these Secret Service agents
who
have to deal with this.
Well, I mean, I think the thing is, I think the Secret Service obviously put off tense energy because they have to be on all the time looking for trouble, right? So it's very tense when they're around. And I think the dog feels it.
But the dog's not trained.
Well, apparently he was.
And this guy is incapable of training him. And I'm talking about Joe Biden. Obviously, they let him go on his, they don't have him leashed, okay? Many times he's been let go and attacked Secret Service agents. They don't control him. They don't train him. They're incapable of doing it, so.
Do you know the Secret Service could sue him in a personal capacity? Mm-hmm. Because that's his personal pet.
Right.
But the thing is that why are you going to wait 10 times? That just shows you how you have zero respect for the people who are trying, you know, who will take a bullet for you.
He's an arrogant jerk, and it comes across. And
I think he kind of treats them like servants.
Yeah, I don't think.
Honor did.
I've seen a lot of times he'll get off of Marine One or Air Force One and not salute. Have you seen that?
I think but he could just forget to do it.
I think he forgets everything.
I don't know.
Forgets how to train his dog. 504-556-9696.
I mean, they go home so often. Why don't they take this dog back to
Wilmington? And just
Wilmington?
Let the dog stay there.
Right.
Yeah, run around.
I'm sure there's caretakers over there.
Of course. That'd be the wise idea.
You know what people are speculating about that paddle boarder at Obama's Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, sad discovery there. 45-year-old chef for the Obamas. You know what's interesting? What's strange is that 8 years ago, another former White House chef died of a drowning.
Well, he was working for the Clintons directly.
So you had a Clinton chef die 8 years later.
Drowning.
An Obama chef died the same way, drowning, which is, what are the odds of that? The astronomical. Got to be astronomical.
Well, so, I'll tell you, I've heard speculation that Obama was the other paddleboarder. I've heard speculation because they got it wrong. They said that the Obamas were out of town. And then they come back and say, what is it with these Democrats who have to make multiple statements about where they are? You're lying. You're lying when you do that. It's just
so
ridiculous.
It reminds me of the cocaine story. It was here, there, everywhere. Right. And now Obama, he wasn't there. It was there. I mean, it raises suspicions about all of them. I mean,
they just can't be up front with it.
Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, yeah. He committed suicide. Sure. Sure he did. 504-556-9696. Unfortunate news today. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to its highest level in 22 years. It's going to hurt homeowners, going to hurt the real estate industry.
Yeah, because we can tax and spend our way out of this.
it's going to hurt people that have credit card debt, because those expenses are going to go up. It's going to hurt growth in the economy. Obviously, you know, they've done this so many times over the past year, and we still have some inflation. I think it's down to 3%. They wanted it 2%. So they're going to keep raising interest rates until it gets down to 2%.
I'll take 4.
At the same time, of course, yeah, I'd rather a little higher interest rate, but a little higher inflation, but lower interest rates.
Right.
I mean, this is hurting Americans big time.
Well, Bidenomics is throwing money all around the country and then raising the Fed.
Yeah, Bidenomics is spending money we don't have, raising the debt, lowering the value of the currency, raising interest rates, taking money out of people's pockets.
Antithetical to,
yeah, real wages going down. That's Bidenomics.
Right. They're budding. Right. The way they're doing that is just...
Bidenomics is just destroying the country. Now, and they're using it as a phrase. I say, let's embrace it, Bidenomics.
They didn't even get it. The Wall Street Journal, this came from the Wall Street Journal. It was not a favorable term. It was used in a derogatory way. And then here they come, they take it.
Well, initially, that's how they did it about Reagan, because they were talking about Reaganomics, because in the initial part of his term, you had high inflation and high interest rates until things turned around. And then you had massive job growth, massive, of course, lowering of interest rates, lowering of inflation, and the economy was booming. So then Republicans embraced it. And he ran an ad in 1984 that said, "Mourning in America. We've gone through the worst. It's mourning in America." For this guy, we're mourning. We're mourning. That's the kind of mourning going on in this America. We're mourning this disaster.
And he's so tone deaf to it. I don't think he's ever had to take accountability for anything in his entire life. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to do that. So, like, when you make a mistake,
he never apologizes.
He needs to come out and say, I made a mistake, and I'm holding this person accountable.
Yeah. He never apologizes. Blames others.
It's just unforgivable that all of these cabinet positions, nobody has had been fired. Not one.
Right.
Not one. Or forced to resign. You know, Trump wasn't afraid. Everyone was like, oh, he keeps losing all these people that work at the White House and cabinet members. Well, guess what? That's sometimes a good thing.
Right. Yeah, especially if they're not getting the job done. 504-556-9696. It is Ringside right here on the airways. He said, she said. And all right, we're up against it. Got to take a brief timeout. We'll come back with more. Other issues we'll get to. And, of course, we want to hear from you and take phone calls. And got all kinds of different topics we brought up for discussion. Let me ask you real quick. Mimi, we've got about 30 seconds. Should Donald Trump participate in this debate? It's coming up in less than 4 weeks.
The only one on that stage that I think would... If Chris Christie's on that stage, I say no.
He's on the stage.
Don't give him any air.
All right. You heard it here.
Don't give him any oxygen.
All right. You heard it here. All right. Quick time out. We'll be right back. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Hey folks, it's
Chef Gruyere.
When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The Louisiana Pardon Board has decided to return the clemency applications from 56 death row inmates, hoping Governor Edwards would reduce their sentence to life in prison. Louisiana District Attorneys Association Director Lauren Lambert says if the Pardon Board took up these petitions, they would violate their own rules.
It doesn't mean that they can't ever have a clemency or a reprieve hearing. It means that in order to do it, they either need to follow the rules or the rules must be changed.
The rules say the Pardon Board can consider clemency petitions from death row inmates if the application was made within 1 year of their final appeal or if an execution date is approaching. But the director of the Louisiana Capital Appeals Project, Cecilia Capel, says what the Louisiana Pardon Board has done is unprecedented. She says the board has a history of waiving its rules so death penalty clemency applications can be heard.
The board has considered applications by death row inmates to review their cases on the merit without kicking them out on procedural grounds.
LRN.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we got a lot of issues we've addressed and a lot of more we're going to get to. But let's squeeze in some calls right now at 504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew in Houma is with us. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Mimi. So this is a quote from Jim Wallace of the Massachusetts Gun Owners Action League. During COVID, the government tested its limits and found that it didn't have any. And that's
right.
Basically the reason why when I don't think you can make safety a principle.
Matthew, you sound like you're in the middle of a forest fire.
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of Highway 90. Now I'm in my car.
Okay. Okay. Okay,
and
good.
So that's why I react the way I do when people say that something should be this way for safety. Safety? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard this before. So,
yes.
But there's a pragmatic reason not to legalize marijuana, and that is simply because it stays in your system so long that even if you are sober, if you were in a party where somebody lit up 2 days before, you still have THC in your system.
Well, it's not your parents.
Hunter,
it's not your parents' marijuana. It's a lot more potent.
Hunter better stay away from downtown New Orleans. If he walks around Canal Street,
he's gonna be all over the place. Needs to do something so weird and so unfamiliar to him. He's going to have a
get ball. A job.
Can you imagine him in the oil industry where the work is hell, but we pay you well?
Yeah.
Hunter, what do you mean he was in the oil industry? He was a high-priced consultant and board member for Burisma. He was in
natural gas.
Yeah, he's an expert
in CEFC. Natural gas in China.
We're thinking more about roustabout.
Okay, gotcha. All right, my friend. Thank you, Matthew. On the Highway 190. Highway 90.
So let me just interject real quick.
9696. Yes.
I don't know that people realize, but every single person that was involved with them in business in Romania, in Ukraine, Mexico, which we never talk about, and China are all in jail or dead or missing. There's not one.
Well, the CEO of Burisma, I think, is still on the loose, isn't he? The former mayor's wife of Moscow that gave them millions of dollars. I don't think she's in jail. So I don't know. I mean, there's some that are still out there.
Okay, that would be two. I mean, majority of them are been jailed or missing.
Tony Bobulinski, who worked with them, is really the first whistleblower. He's not in jail. Now, this guy, Devin Archer, could be going to jail. He's going to testify on Monday.
So jail.
So, yeah, we shall see. All right, let's get back to it. 504-556-9696. Our good friend checking in from the great state of Indiana, Mark, joining the program from the Hoosier State. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Good evening, Jeff and Mimi. My favorite couple since George and Gracie.
Thank you, Mark.
I would say Sonny and Cher, but they didn't make it, so I think you guys are going to make it. So,
yes, we are. There you go.
Thank you so much.
That's right. That's a good one. I was going to say James Carville and Mary Matlin, but neither one of us are unhinged liberals.
Which one do you want to be? I've never seen a more unattractive couple in my whole life.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
I like George and Grace.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. That's a good one. Yeah.
This thing with the UFOs and everything, I look at it more as a spiritual thing. These are like entities, like angels and demons, you know. And there's been a seal, like the seven seals, you know, in the Bible that's been broken. And, you know, the pit's been opened up and there's good and evil, you know. Out there observing, And anyway, that's what so I think, the way I look at
it. You think all of these sightings are like demonic? Is that what it could be?
Well, it could, you know, I think it's both. I think I think got the fallen angels and the archangels, and they're keeping an eye on one another. But right now, the dark forces are in control. Light side, you know, they're doing recon on the dark side, you know. I mean, that's just the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason why governments are admitting to it now, this has been going on for thousands of years, but the governments, we've got the technology that they gave us to put us in this position, the dark side. Throughout history, you've had pharaohs and emperors. They want to be God, and they want the power of God. And now these people in Davos, they have the power. You know, they've always strived for the power of God. Now they have it with this CRISPR technology and all this, you know, figuring out the genome of every living creature, the code. You know, they've got
the control, the money, the that's exactly right.
I think it's all biblical, but we just don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Looking at it in today's technology, you know.
I think your point of view is shared by others in the Christian community that I've talked to. So, Mark, you're not alone, my friend. Thank you for your call, as always, sir.
I appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my friend.
So the way I look at it is, how is this going to be used? Is it going to be used for good, or is it going to be used for bad?
Right.
So if you've got AI, and you're cloning people's voices in order to scare parents into giving you ransom money, that's bad. If you're trying to make someone look like they committed a crime, making a false video, that's bad. And you know that's what they're going to do with it. You know, this is not about convenience.
It's about control, and it is scary. It's very scary. All of this is.
I mean,
the digital money.
Digital money. The AI. Digital money.
The mandates.
They always
control.
Sell it as a convenience to you. Like, look how much easier it's going to be for you to get your paychecks. And it's all instantaneous.
What bothers me is a lot of our young people just go along with all of this, you know, go along with all of these quote-unquote technology changes, want to let the government control everything, want to give up their privacy, want to follow the mandates, don't fight back.
Because they've never experienced anything sinister from their government, and they trust their government. But just wait. Just wait. Because these people they're using... Trans activists, Antifa activists, Black Lives Matter activists, all of this, they're going to be slaves too. They're just useful idiots.
Well,
they're just useful idiots.
One day they might realize it, and you know what? It might be too late.
Well, they can get the heck off of my doorstep because you I'm prepared. Yeah. We're prepared. We've got our patriots.
Yes.
We've got, we're ready.
504-556-9669.
It's just you and me, babe.
I gotcha.
We can't feed the world.
Right. It's He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. Love to hear from you. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. And we bring on our good friend riding in from the great state of Alabama, Cowboy, with us here this evening. Cowboy, how are you, sir? Good evening.
Pretty good. Mimi, I got something to tell you. I'm going to send you a frying pan and a metal detector. The reason why I'm going to do so for you is so you can dig up all that money that Jeff got buried in the backyard.
I wish.
Him upside the head with it.
I know. Wait till they take away our guns. Everybody's going to be in their backyard burying their weapons.
I know. Hey, listen. I saw a UFO last night. Yes, I did. And guess what it said? I looked up, and guess what it said? It had lights around it down at the bottom, and it said, F.U. Biden. And then it had a big old middle finger sticking right up in the center of it. But you know what else it said? Now, maybe you better listen to this. It said, we're coming back for one of our people, and it said, Jeff Cooper.
And you're married to an alien.
Oh, don't take my guy.
I thought you were going to say that it said, let's go Brandon. But it said the real deal.
No.
F.U. Biden.
F.U. Okay. Biden is better.
These aliens, these aliens don't have any social graces.
Yeah, they don't.
They and,
no.
You know.
Profanity
Let
galore
me tell you
with
something.
These aliens.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. That Tom Watson, I don't believe him for a minute. And if you see a UFO, you've been drinking too much weed and smoking too much moonshine. That's just all there is to it. Because I've seen skies from Timbuktu, and I've never seen one. And I've been out all hours of the night, coming in all hours of the morning.
Never seen
you
one,
say
huh?
What you want.
Well, look,
and by the way,
as long as they,
by the way,
if they're gonna, if they want to come down here, as long as they're MAGA Republicans, I really don't
okay.
care.
Well, let me tell you this: that was back in 1938, Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. And one other thing: all this business about what Mark's talking about, until the Antichrist comes, and I've been around our church God preacher for over 60 years. He's passed on now. It's my daddy's daddy. You're not going to see what you're going to see because the Antichrist has to come and peace has to come to the world, the entire world. That's when you got to start to worry because that's when the battle is going to start.
All right. We heard it from Cowboy. Thank you, my friend. We got to roll to a break. Back with more He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability. And our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable, pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work.
All right, we're back. He said, she said, I'm Jeff Carrere.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're joined by Mimi Cruer. You know, we are getting a kick out of a video that's been making the rounds on the internet. An aide to Virgin Island House Delegate Stacey Plaskett looks possessed during a House hearing. It really is weird. Very weird.
Well, and she was mumbling. She knew what Stacey was reading verbatim.
Yeah, she was lip syncing as he was going along, and it looks like she's just transfixed.
I don't know what that is.
Very weird. You'll have to check this out.
I'm worried about her. I'm worried about her.
One more issue I want to throw out there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did well in a town hall meeting yesterday with Sean Hannity, the insufferable Sean Hannity, and he schooled Hannity on the Ukraine war issue. And the Fox audience agreed with not Hannity, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Because everyone knows that that is the most corrupt country in the world. We are literally fighting. We are helping two corrupt countries. Look, the only thing the United States wants out of this thing is a regime change in Russia. And everyone is tired of that. Why do we go around changing regimes everywhere?
Yeah.
It's like every time there's a Democrat, we topple someone.
Well,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And the Republicans, too, the Bushes.
And there's no accounting for they have it. I read something today. It said that they think that $400 million has been siphoned off.
At least. I think that's a very conservative estimate. I think it's a lot more than that.
I mean, why are we enriching these people?
And, you know, weapons have wound up in the hands of the Mexican drug cartel. They bought some of the weapons from the Ukrainians, and who knows?
Oh, and they're still
Taliban.
Buying gas.
Who knows?
They're buying gas from Russia.
Yeah,
they're getting. I mean, have you heard of anything so ridiculous? I'm sorry, I'm getting heated. And our troops are right there. They're going in.
We should not have our troops there. This thing needs to end. We need to diplomatically end this thing, and that's what Kennedy was saying. And the crowd was with him. I think at the Turning Point conference, they had a question. You know, about what we should do in Ukraine. I think 95% of the people said we need to get out. Now, I'm doing a poll at crewair.net asking the same thing. Should we increase the troops, increase the weapons, or try to do a diplomatic solution, or just get out and leave?
Well, and the minute Joe Biden said, you know, all this NATO talk, that is why Putin went in. That is his red line.
Shouldn't have happened, and we need to get out. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and let's bring on our fired-up friend, Cajun whistleblowing, patriotic, pro-life buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. Good evening, sir.
I hope you got your whistles ready. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing, parents, patriots, police, military, pet owners, cowboys and cowgirls. Right now, this very moment, Nosferatu, Snake Eyes Biden, and Snake Eyes Edwards, and Nosferatu LaToya, the Senate Destroyer, already have released and plan to release thousands, tens of thousands of pedophiles, rapists, murders, carjackers, home invasion, BLM, Antifa criminals, and activists, not to mention what's going on at the border who are being invaded. America is beautiful. Now is the time to dismiss, defund, dismantle LaToya, the Nosferatu Destroyer. That's Nosferatu. It means vampire. Now is the time to dismiss, defund, and dismantle Snake Eyes, Nosferatu Edwards, and Joseph Biden. Both of them and all of them are lame ducks, and they are very, 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 very lame. As always, wake up, America and Louisiana. Amen.
Whistleblower. All right. Thank you, sir. 504-556-9696. You know, LaToya Cantrell is going to be doing some town hall meetings talking about various issues, defending her administration, getting input from the community.
She don't care what anybody
and
thinks.
And interestingly, she graded her performance as mayor, and she gave herself a 7 out of 10. Now, when you're in school and you get a 70, you know what grade that is?
It's a C.
That's a D.
Not in my school.
That's a D in my school. That was a D. That was a D. That was a D. Anything below 70 was an F.
No, it's 68.
So a D was like 70 to 77. 77 to 84 was a C. Like 84 to like 90 was a B. And then 90, I remember like 92 or 93 and above was an A. So, yeah, I think it was for me, that was a D.
Okay.
That was a D.
All right. No, it's fine. Both are bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, she's still, you know, breaking the law with.
But she thinks she's giving herself a good grade. I mean, I think that's actually not a good grade at all.
How would she think that's a good grade?
Yeah, 7. You know, I guess she didn't want to brag too much and say a 10.
But, I'm honestly surprised she didn't.
Yeah.
An 8. At least an 8.
Right. She gave herself a 7.
I don't know.
504-556-9696. I would give her a 0. I really would give her a 0. I think she's been a disaster.
She's been disastrous.
I think she's been a disaster.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give her a 1.
And she's traveled all over the world.
All right. Now, one guy who was there before her and set the mark. He set the mark for performance. And, of course, we're talking about the one and only Mitch, his honor, who's with us now. And, Mitch, how are you? Good evening. Good evening. Nick, Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, I have another Mitch on the line for you.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, I want to tell you that I'm fine.
Mitch McConnell, thank you.
I had a bad moment today, but I'm looking forward to doing another bipartisan infrastructure bill with my old friend Joe Biden.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, you love bipartisan deals, don't you there, Mitch? Or should I call you Old Crow or Turtle? What's your preferred name?
Turtle, I don't know. But here's my friend's on the phone with me here.
Uh-huh. So are you listening up there?
Yeah.
We're changing people's lives. Dow's up again. Look
at
your
stock. Let's keep it going, man.
Well. Bidenomics is working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, that's funny.
Another friend here with me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, a lot of friends.
This is W here. I heard you two last week questioning the war on terror.
Yeah.
Now, you're either with the terrorists. Are you with George W.? Which is going to be?
But who are the terrorists? Like that's what I want to know. Is it George?
Yeah. Us in a mess, W. You were a disaster. You were a disaster.
We were striking back at terrorists. Saddam Hussein threatened my daddy.
That's right.
Kill my daddy.
That's why. It was just payback.
Nobody threatens a
Bush.
That's
enough.
No. I'm bushed out. We've been ambushed. Too many bushes.
I think that's done.
Yeah. I don't think there are going to be any
I
more.
I did actually run into.
I think
into
we're done with Clinton's, too.
Yes. I hope
I think
so.
We're good.
I did actually run into Mitch Landrieu Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
He was at the Boulevard in Elmwood.
Oh. How is he doing? Good? Enjoying himself?
He's keeping it going, New Orleans.
Okay. Well.
We have a funny Mitch story that when we ran into
Yeah,
him.
We'll have to share that next time. All right. Thank you, Mitch and W and Biden and everybody else in the party line.
They're having a party.
All right, my dear. We're up against it. Mm-hmm. Covered a lot of ground today. And thanks to everyone who joined us. We'll be back here next Wednesday, 5 to 6. Come join us for He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics, 7 to 11. Keep it right here on WGSO. 990 AM, WGSO.com. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. You dance
and she could hurt. Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film, making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.